producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is a scientific study of the world as it turns and churns. On today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, you have access to the minds of Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Doug Steffen, with perhaps some participation by Kara Schillen, who is in charge of much of the audio that you hear coming out of your speaker. She is in the studio in Washington. The two California girls and boys are in the ready. And I have 70 degrees here on the farm this morning. Yesterday at this time it was 30.
No way. You were complaining it was 30 70. Yesterday. So now it's 70?
Today it's 70. Right now,
that's
rain
weird.
And 70 degrees. It was pouring last night. Meredith took off with her daughter to go to Cairo. And she sent me, it's amazing how technology works. She and I have been emailing each other back and forth for the past hour and a half.
Is she on a plane?
No, she's in the Paris airport, in the Gaulle airport.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Using Wi-Fi, and it's insane, and having a facial.
Oh, that's funny.
It is kind of funny. When you think about how the world is, it isn't that big. It's so small, in fact.
But the technology, I just came back from the Czech Republic. The technology, mm-hmm. depending on where you are, is different.
Not so good, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. But in Paris, not really. In which she gets to Cairo, she'll have a rude awakening when she gets to Cairo.
It's like, oh gosh, missing things.
No matter how good the hotel, it doesn't make any difference in places like that. Ooh. Okay. Let's focus on what a lot of people want to focus on. I guess going backwards a little bit, Jennifer, the first two Republican presidential debates and the wake after them, ratings records for Fox and CNN, and I think that's what CNBC was hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
This is a financial news channel.
Yes.
A lot of people don't pay a lot of attention to it because they're not mainstream.
I had to look up the channel number.
Did you find it?
Yes, I did.
And you watched it.
Oh, yeah, I watched the whole thing.
And you thought?
I thought the moderators were pretty bad. It was, I mean, I almost jumped out of my skin at the end when they asked Mike Huckabee if Donald Trump had the moral compass to be the president. I mean, what?
And he said he'd be better than any Democrat.
Yeah, and he said, and I'm wearing a Trump tie.
Yeah, right.
Which, by the way, his tie was very nice. I thought that the candidates actually did a better job of not mudslinging each other. I thought, as far as meat goes, I thought this was the debate that the candidates stuck to the meatier answers, including Donald Trump, who had been more attacking in the other ones. Now he was kind of giving answers, but I thought the moderators were hoping for more of that attack, and I think the questions that they were asking were really, I mean, really
lame.
At the beginning, they're asking,
what's your
plan
to fix the economy?
Fantasy football questions. They were
I'm really
asking.
Tired of your nasty questions.
Yeah, superhero. I mean,
mainstream media sucks.
That was when Ted Cruz really gained a lot of people's love, because he was the first one to say, what is with all these questions? You need to start sticking to some stuff with, you know, some substance.
Substance.
Yeah.
Well, it started the first one. The Fox News debate was awful. The questions were horrible. And it was a bag job for the people that they wanted to see move ahead, because we all know how they think there. CNN, not good either, but for different reasons. The sharp exchanges, the one between Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio.
So weird.
Who is criticized for missing votes in the Senate. I think he ought to be criticized for missing votes in the Senate.
But I think it's really, I mean, I agree with you. I think he should be criticized. I'm not a huge Marco Rubio fan at all.
Not at all, no.
But what I think is weird is, just from a Jeb Bush perspective, he is really fighting for his life right now. He's not resonating with people.
Yeah, no,
it surprises me that he was hunting Rubio. Rubio and that he wasn't trying to go after Carson
Why?
Or Trump
Hello?
In a
Wait
in a stronger
a
way.
Wait a minute. What in the world is wrong with actually sticking you? You're just saying the moderators, hey, why don't you stick to the issues?
No,
why
I
do
mean,
these guys have to talk to each other?
I don't
about
mean
anything?
Going. I should rephrase. I don't mean going after. I mean talking about the difference between his plan mm-hmm. and their plan is what I mean. Because he and Rubio are very similar. But from what I've heard, because you know I have my ear to the
yes, you do.
The rumblings of what's going on. If Jeb didn't perform last night, I'd heard
done.
That he was going to drop out this
done.
Week. And he definitely didn't perform last night.
Finished. Okay. So CNBC roasted on social media Kenny. One of the political writers joked that the financial network needed help from some pros. What are you getting from our Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day from our listeners who may have watched or interested in commenting on what they think they knew or know? What do they know now they didn't know before? Who do they like? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
John says there was no clear winner. The clear loser was CNBC being called out for asking terrible questions.
Yep. I think they'll have brought some attention to them, and they did a lot of promos for themselves, and that's okay. But in terms of being on the cutting edge of politics, it's a nonsensical concept, actually. What else, Kenny?
Kelly says CNBC moderators were far from professional. I think the GOP is right to be upset. CNBC stunk up the event.
I think that's really true, actually.
They stunk up the event. Good.
You know, it's funny how people are just so into that gotcha question. I think maybe because Fox did it the very first debate, they got so many ratings for it. Mm-hmm. But I don't think you can replicate. I mean,
they're all trying to copy off everybody
else. Yeah.
All right, so let's, in a moment, Kenny, give me a couple more if you want. If there's some different
Randy says, the GOP candidates can't handle questions from a third-rate network without whining. How will they ever deal with Congress?
Or the real news media in the White House press corps. Right. Whine.
There was some whining. Kasich and Rand Paul were whining, especially.
So did Carly Fiorina come out of this as well as she had before?
You know what's funny is I think when she got a chance to speak, she was really good. I felt like she didn't get a lot of chance, but my mom told me after we were saying goodnight to each other that she actually got the most time.
Carly Fiorina.
Yeah, and I was like, really? I don't know.
Perception.
But I don't think she was as strong as she was in the first and second debate.
Anything
well,
there's
so many people on the stage, it's hard for anybody to...
Shine.
To really shine.
I think people are going to start dropping out now. I think, you know, Rand Paul.
We ought to pick some of the people that we want to have drop out. You and I would probably not agree. You won't see Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz drop out. Both of them auto, as far as I'm concerned.
I love Ted Cruz.
I'm sure you
I
do.
Really
Good
do.
Good for you, Jennifer.
Marco Rubio. People.
They'll be very happy together.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to marry him. Just like him. But Marco Rubio, I think, is the darling of the media on the right, though. Everybody that... does like a
that's your first sign of danger
and I wrote last night on Twitter, I'm like, why is this lost on me? Like, everybody on the right loves this guy. Why? What am I missing?
I don't think everybody on the right does love him. Kenny, what else have you got there?
Speaking of Rubio, Neil says, I was impressed at how Rubio could defend his general no-show posture for collecting on his $175,000 a year job all while running for president. He must think voters are stupid.
Yep, and they do. I think most of them do. We haven't said one word about Ben Carson. We'll have some audio from a question or two that Ben Carson was asked in just a moment. It's 14 past the hour on Doug Steffens Good Day.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
This is Jane Applegate with a staple small business tip. Small business owners may have flexible hours, but we work long hours. Maximize your time and order office supplies online and pack and ship from a store that stays open late. Staples, make more happen.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yep.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual Institutional Services LLC. This testimonial is an actor portrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
It's like a turkey.
All right. It is. Well, I sound like the people that were on the stage last night. Then. They're all turkeys.
Turkey.
Ben Carson. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, aunts and uncles, and interested parties everywhere, including those who are here from the planet Hefton. We have new listeners on the planet Hefton, and we're happy to have you here.
Did you discover water there on Hefton?
I think there is. There's some kind of liquid. I'm not sure. Maybe ammonia.
Hmm.
That's not too good for drinking, but it's good for growing crops. So probably send some GMO seed up there from Monsanto, and the planet Hefton could be their new home. I'd like to send Monsanto to Hefton. What do you think?
Okay.
Good idea?
Sure.
Okay. That'll be a story we do in the next hour of the Good Day program. Right now we're focused on the presidential oomph, whatever it was, last night. Ben Carson. All eyes were on Ben Carson and Donald Trump. Here, Mr. Carson, Dr. Carson, answered a question about being on the board of a company that supports gay marriage. No.
I also believe that marriage is between one man and one woman, and that there is no reason that you can't be perfectly fair to the gay community. They shouldn't automatically assume that because you believe that marriage is between one man and one woman, that you are a homophobe.
No, what would you assume?
No.
What do you assume from it?
You are, but, you know.
But don't assume.
All right, so as a side, here's a side slice of pie. A police officer arrested a gay couple, lesbian couple, in Hawaii because they were kissing in public.
In Hawaii?
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
It's very liberal in Hawaii.
In Hawaii? What in the world was going on? It speaks to, and this we'll talk about this in the next half hour, the fate of the policemen in South Carolina and the way police officers are trained. This is becoming a national thing. And I think the police chief, Kara, didn't the police chief sort of address that in his press conference yesterday afternoon when they fired this policeman? He basically said there wasn't proper training, really. It sounded like that to me.
I think he mentioned that there was more. I heard him say that there was more to the video. He acknowledged that the girl had punched the officer, but then he also had kind of said something about training. It was really weird. It was kind of like, we're firing him, but he was punched, but we're firing him anyway.
I don't think he was punched. This girl has just become an orphan, too. All right, let's get into that in the next half hour. Let's keep going. Ben Carson says the federal government is too involved. Man, he gets my vote for saying that.
Instead of, you know, picking on this group or this group, is we're going to have a major reduction in the regulatory influence that's going on. The government is not supposed to be in every part of our lives, and that's what's causing the problem.
Yeah, he's right about that.
I want the government in every part of my life.
I want the government gonzo.
Well, that was
in half.
Even Rand Paul, and I'm not a big Rand Paul fan, but he was like, I don't want to even see the government. I want it to be that
small. Can't do any. We can't turn around in our lives these days without it being the government. Last night at town meeting, we had our last session of a two-week fall town meeting in Framingham. I'm on the town meeting, and we were talking about that very thing, trying to reorganize town meeting because it has become in politics in general or government in general, has become so invasive. Everybody needs approval for everything. And look at the budgets of, we have a budget in my town of 70,000 people of almost $250 million a year.
Wow.
Can you imagine? A town of 70,000 people with a budget of almost $250 million, $240 million some odd thousand. And 60% of that is for the schools. Well, yeah, but that's what Carson's talking about. And on that scale, see if these guys would be smart and get out of the social arena, but they have to do this to sort of kowtow to the right-wing wackos that think you need to talk about gay marriage and stuff like that. That's really none of anybody, none of your business, as Jennifer would say. 21 after, this is a good day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now 23 at the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Excuse me, we have usual late night shows, the monologues, and then we'll have some thought-provoking ideas expressed and answers to questions from a couple of the daytime talk hosts as well. Let's see. Let's start with Conan O'Brien, who surprisingly joked about the Republican debate.
Big Republican debate tonight, the third one. I know you're excited about that. Tonight's Republican debate took place in Colorado, where marijuana is legal.
Yeah! Wow.
Which explains why every single question from the audience was, where am I?
Where am I?
Where am I? Was the joke over?
Yeah. I know. I was just looking at something Ben Carson said last night, and I, excuse me, wasn't paying attention. Here's Stephen Colbert joking about Ben Carson.
I am super excited about the brand new Republican frontrunner, retired neurosurgeon, and current tired person, Ben Carson. It's been a great time for him. This surgeon is surging in the polls, getting 26% of Republican primary voters ahead of Donald Trump's 22%. The other 52%, of course, is going to the other 52 candidates.
And here's Seth Meyers with a joke about the Trumpster.
After falling behind Dr. Ben Carson in polls, Donald Trump said yesterday, "I don't like being second. Second is terrible to me. Hey, believe me, third is even worse," said Melania.
His wife.
His wife.
You didn't get that.
Yeah.
Okay. It was quite attractive, I guess, depending on your standards.
Yeah, she's a hottie.
She's had some face work done, I have on good authority.
Well, she's a hottie.
Well, she had things moved around a little. Okay. Wendy Williams. She's had a lot of stuff moved around. I don't know why that tickled me, but it did tickle me. Here she answers one of her audience members' question about moving in with a friend who doesn't like her boyfriend.
Oh, me and my best friend are about to graduate college.
college, and so we want to move in together. The only issue is she hates my boyfriend. She thinks he's immature and a slob, and whenever they're together, there's a big tension in the room. I really want to move in with my best friend, but I want my boyfriend to feel comfortable when he comes over to visit. What should I do?
Sometimes when there's tension, there's a secret crush.
Ooh.
Right? Does he have his own place?
Yes.
So then you visit him at his place.
Okay.
You know, you can have both. You're young. Why not?
Ooh.
Yeah. You can have both.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Here, Wendy answers an audience member's question about whether to move in with her boyfriend who she works with.
So I've been with my boyfriend for about a year. Mm-hmm. We also work together. He's brought up recently that we should move in when our leases are up this summer. I don't know if I'm ready for see you all day and see you all night type of thing. So I don't know what I should do.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Especially because you've only been with him for a year.
Yeah.
And he's your boyfriend. He's not your husband. He's not your baby's
right.
father.
Oh, no.
I would suggest renewing the lease for until the following summer, the summer of 2017.
Wow. All right. Okay, here's Steve Harvey from his daytime program talking about parents getting backbone.
You know, what happened to 'cause I said so? Remember that? You've all heard it. You've all heard it. Mama, why can't I go to the swimming pool? 'Cause I said so. That was the reason. They didn't owe me an explanation. It was amazing how we've forgotten this stuff. 'Cause I said so. You know, that really works. Daddy can shut up. Daddy, shut up 'cause I said so. It just sounds better to me.
Steve Harvey.
'Cause I said so.
It's his look and his emphasis.
Yes.
That does it. He has three different programs. A morning radio show that he does. It's syndicated on a couple of dozen stations in major markets. He has this daytime talk program that's usually aired in the mornings on most stations. Then he does Family Feud, plus some stand-up. He's very good. Guy 3 years basically on the road, that is living in his car, has a lot of experiences to talk about. Steve Harvey here on Good Day.
When someone is 100% awesome at what they do, you call them super, like superheroes or superstars, which is probably why Super 8 hotels are named Super 8. They take a comfy, affordable stay and make it super. With free Wi-Fi, free breakfast, and Wyndham Rewards points for loyalty members at over 1,800 locations worldwide. All at a price that fits. And that's just super. Super 8 Hotels. Stay super at super8.com.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 7799 at checkout. Code 7799.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig.
Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LaCig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LaCig.com. Spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Reminding me of yesterday. You're so stuck on bringing me down.
Let's see if we can bring you up into the world of conversational expertise. What is going on in the world? What are people talking about? What do you need to know? What are our solutions to some of the problems? It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Ken Kessler is here with us, monitoring Facebook and Twitter and helping us with understanding the problems of the world, the situations that we find ourselves in do often need understanding. And sometimes we have to drill a little deeper to get understanding of things that are going on in particular areas. For example, we go now to Columbia, South Carolina, where our affiliate, The Point, run by Kevin Cohen. We've heard from Kevin several times this week.
He's our new roving reporter, doesn't he?
Well, he's not roving. He's not roving anyway.
True. All right, he's stationary.
He's here to bring us up to date on the deputy who I understand was fired by the police chief, Kevin.
Yes, good morning. They had to let Ben Fields go. I think really there was no alternative. The video was just too compelling. And even though he was a fairly decorated deputy, there was just no way to get around what, unfortunately for him, was one really bad move in a good career. So he's been let go. His attorney has said that they thought that while obviously the video said one thing, he felt like he acted within proper protocol. So we'll see what happens. Both sides have lawyered up, and the next battle will probably end up in court, not so much in the media.
Well, he picked a student up, and he threw her across the room. That's not proper technique. That's what the sheriff said when he fired
Absolutely.
Ben Fields, and that seems appropriate. Somebody said to me, who heard you on, this is, I'm sure, meant lovably, that it sounded like you were, because of where you are and who you are, very protective of the police.
I would say that I'm not protective. I would say that I'm supportive of law enforcement as a rule, mm-hmm. because I believe that I've never met a cop that went into law enforcement to get rich or because they wanted just to have ultimate power. Most of the law enforcement, most of first responders, whether it's firefighters or emergency response folks, they're the ones who are always running into danger while I'm the first guy scattering like a cockroach. So I try to give credit where credit is due. And in this case, they've earned it. I mm-hmm. think it, for the most part, the guys who wear the blue do a great job. And unfortunately, it only takes a couple that go rogue mm-hmm. to give police officers a bad name. But for the most part, I think cops do a great job. I really don't.
And I'm not sure I even subscribe to this guy going rogue. I just think he wasn't trained well. He didn't belong there. And there seems to be a good argument, at least from what I can read, that the school administrator didn't handle this well at all. And I think the sheriff addressed that from what I heard in the press. Were you at the press gathering yesterday? What did you get out of that?
I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, that's a good point, Doug. There's no reason why a school or a school administrator needs to call in that type of reinforcement just to get a student removed from a classroom. A police officer, a school resource officer should be there when there is a sign of trouble, legitimate threat to other students or teachers' safety. They're not mm-hmm. there to have to help escort a child out of a class. If you can't handle that as a teacher or as an administrator, you've got bigger issues. And so I agree with the sheriff, and I agree with what you're saying. I don't even think that the police officer should have been thrust into that situation.
Yeah, that's
nonetheless,
so
I'm not defending him. He was wrong.
Right. Now, have you heard anything about the teacher, Kevin? Because we haven't really heard much about the teacher. Is there any disciplinary action there, or...
Why would the teacher?
No, the district hasn't taken any action against the teacher or against the administrator. I don't know that they will, but I'm also a pretty big defender of educators. Mm-hmm. In all, obviously, circumstances, but I've got so many educators that are in my family, and they tell me the same thing, and that's often they don't feel like they can act in any way, shape, or form, any way without feeling they're going to get support from the above. And they're afraid to touch a student. They're afraid to say the wrong thing to a student these days. They think they're either going to get sued for it or they're going to get suspended for it. And I'm talking about teachers. And some administrators feel the same way about the higher level with the district people. I think that's a big problem in education
right now.
Is that no one feels like the higher-ups have your back.
Well,
so, again, this is a big problem from start to finish.
The subject of discipline in that school and maybe in schools in general, and whether or not children are safe. There's been these shootings. I mean, this stuff gets broadly stroked with brushes here. We have to have police in the schools because of the danger from somebody maybe coming in with a gun and shooting the place up. There's that, I suppose. I find it very troubling to see, as a former teacher, there wasn't, when we had trouble with discipline, we handled it ourselves. I didn't send people. I can count on one finger in the 4 years that I taught the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade English and speech classes that I did. I can remember once sending a child to the principal's office. That was, otherwise, I handled it myself.
I don't remember there being police officers.
No, there were no police officers.
That's what gets me, is that it's a whole new world. Like, I don't remember police walking around. And, you know, if the teacher told you to stop doing it, you just stopped. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it would have been mortifying to be having the police called on you.
Yeah.
Again, this goes to a much bigger symptom in the country. I mean, if you look at this one incident, which, again, we're not talking about something where, thank goodness, it ended up with life and death. But, I mean, if you look at what's been going on in our country right now, and, Doug, I hear you talk about this on a fairly regular basis, you can take this all the way back to Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. You could take this to Eric Garner in New York.
Yeah.
It's simply a police officer driving down the street says, get off the street and walk on the sidewalk. If Mr. Brown had just done that, he might still be alive today.
Exactly.
If Eric Garner dropped cigarettes, he might be alive today.
Yeah.
I mean, it's simple commands from authoritative figures, and all of a sudden now it's in vogue to not even listen to those who are in authority.
Well,
you'll get your day in court if you're a student. If you've got a problem with your teacher, follow through on it. But listen to your teacher, listen to your principals, and then listen to the police.
One of the things that I, to bring it back around, I don't want to make too much of this, I guess I do. Actually, that's why I'm bringing myself back around to it. Here's this police officer. I question why he was brought in the first place. And then whatever training he had or whatever was going on in his mind, he ought to have known that in order to handle anybody, but especially a minor without putting her under arrest, that he was breaking the law. And that's, I think, that was, isn't that what the sheriff basically decided, that he broke the law and he ought to have known better?
Yeah, but ultimately, at the end of the day, he got far too excessive with his force and didn't handle it well, and that's going to be really what it boils down to going forward at this point. I mean, there's no question in anyone's mind that the deputy just went too far, and
yeah,
he could have used better technique and should have used better technique.
I'd wonder out loud, Kevin, as to now whether the school will have more of a focus on law and order, kind of, or how to manage tough kids. It didn't look to me like, but who, you know, I don't know that much about your community, frankly. Is this high school loaded with tough kids? Is Columbia a tough town? And do they need to understand or try to deal with some of these problems? Have you had incidents where there have been children in school, or students, probably better putting it, when they're in high school, getting into trouble a lot?
No, this is not a tough community, and what you think of when you think of some of America's tougher cities, this is nothing along those lines, Doug. This is a good school in a good community, and it's an isolated incident. That's not me trying to be protective of Columbia, but I mean, I've lived here 22 years now, and this is the first time I can remember Spring Valley making any national news for anything even close to violence or something occurring there. And this was not even a violent act on the part of a student. This was just a defiant act that turned ugly because of a video of a cop. So,
and she was
this is not an issue.
Just recently orphaned, is that right?
Yeah, she's been through a lot, obviously, and I'm not defending her actions because I've said this over and over again. You're 16 years old. You know right from wrong, no matter what kind of tragedy. But yeah, she did recently lose her mother.
Yeah. All right. Kevin, you've done a great job. You have really helped us a lot in putting this into perspective, all of this information this week. So I appreciate, A, being on the point. Secondly, your ability to encapsulate all the things. This was a very interesting and certainly powerful story that has caught a lot of national attention. And so now maybe you're in the spotlight. You've become a big star. Kevin Cohen, ladies and gentlemen, from The Point in Columbia, South Carolina. I said that with a smile on my face. I'll come visit you sometime, maybe this winter. Kevin, thank you. It's 42 minutes past the hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell up next here on the Good Day program.
Staples has more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples, make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to salute America's heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Got a lot of
on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms.
Health is our...
To find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Oh, Kubota has nothing to do with your health. It's the Good Day Program, 45 past the hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us now. Jack, it may be interesting for those who are interested, in the fate of former Toronto Mayor Rob Ford. How many people remember him?
Yes, I
hands?
Do.
Yeah, I do.
He has a tumor growing on his bladder.
Oh.
And it would seem to me that comes about, tell us whether I'm right or wrong, with abuse of drugs and alcohol. Don't those tumors oftentimes come from this kind of abuse?
Well, alcohol has always been known as a contributor to cancer if you're overusing it. It's even more so in women than in men.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
And then when you look at how fleshy the guy is, you know he consumes a tremendous amount of sugar and processed carbohydrates, which is probably even worse a contributor than alcohol.
Fleshy. I like the way that's...
I know. That sounds horrible.
I was trying to make...
That's the new politically correct way of referring
fleshy
to somebody who's fat. Fleshy. That's very good.
Fleshy.
Yeah. All right. So let's get this study in front and center focus here. Hot dogs contain human DNA.
Oh, God.
Well, you know, you got to... You always have to check the source on stuff like this.
Yeah.
And this is coming out of a newspaper that wants to build circulation. And when you look into these things, how did they sample the material? How
they had 75 brands, 10 different stores they went into. And they had 345 sample hot dogs and sausages, and they analyzed all of them.
What I mean is the chemical sampling technique that they used. Remember about a year ago or maybe 2 years ago when they had that big thing up in New York when they said, oh, we checked all of these different kinds of vitamins and mineral pills and found out that they don't have what they claim to have on the label.
No, but here's the difference. In this circumstance, they're not... what they found is hair and fingernails.
Oh, God.
That's why the DNA shows up, because they have... because the way they make these hot dogs is obviously subject to scrutiny.
Right. They also have rat DNA. They have mice DNA. They have insect DNA.
Yep. That's the thing. You can check that story out. If you want to have a wonderful breakfast, check that story out.
I'm so hungry.
At DougStammon.com.
Yeah, all right. People start screaming Soylent Green when they hear a headline like that. And no, that's not what it is. It's like you said.
Yeah.
Just hygienic.
You're not chopping up people's bodies to go into a hot dog.
A little bit of hair. You're not going to hurt anybody.
Dr. Jack Stockwell and his wife Mary have put together a marvelous set of Forbidden Doctor podcasts that you really ought to listen to if you want to spend some time and understand health from a different perspective, your health. You ought to go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and check out all of the podcasts. What's the theory this week, the theme this week?
Well, we're still dealing with... The one that comes out this Friday is your soda really killing you?
Mm-hmm. The answer is yes.
Yes, and the alternatives, good safe alternatives for family and for adults.
Good. See, that's what I like about these. This is what I like to do on the radio in general. Identify a problem and then find a solution for it. And that's why I like these podcasts. Forbidden Doctor also is a place where you can find the long life energy enzymes. I just took four of them a few minutes ago. This is something that has all kinds of products that stop sugar cravings, restore balance to your pancreas, full of probiotics. These things, if taken, are really good ways. I mean, there are claims you can't make because this is a supplement. Yeah, but yet there are. It's pretty obvious what's coming out of all of these things. And
one of the major replies that we're getting from our patients and other people
is a loss of sugar cravings.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't have to have that soft drink. They don't have to have that candy bar. They don't have to have that muffin in the middle of the workday.
Mm-hmm.
They're finding less and less craving for sugar.
All right, so if you want to feel better and actually be better, Long Life Energy Enzymes, go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, click on products, then click on the Long Life Energy Enzymes. You'll see a box for a code. Type in D-O-U-G, Doug. You get 10% off the Long Life Energy Enzymes at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Jack Stockwell is a Nooka chiropractor, has been practicing in Salt Lake City for decades, highly regarded nationally as someone you listen to when it comes to alternative, I'll say it again, Doug, alternative forms of keeping your body healthy and your mind well. Thank you, Jack.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
It is 53 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. And guess who's going to be the technologist today? Me. I am going to act as reporter extraordinaire because of all of my vast worldly knowledge when it comes to technology. So stand by for exciting comments, exciting news, things that are happening that will affect your life today, tomorrow, next week, next year, for the rest of your life. I have that information next for you here on Good Day.
This is brought to you by Takeda Pharmaceuticals. January is often when we set resolutions to lose weight. Is that the best idea? A new campaign, Resolve Now, Stay Ahead of the Curve, launched to inspire obese or overweight people to take action now, to talk with a doctor about a weight loss plan, including diet, exercise, and other options. Television actress and campaign partner Sarah Rue comments,
"A few years ago, I saw a gap between how I envisioned myself in the future and my reality. I knew I had to make a change. I joined this campaign to encourage people struggling with their weight to talk with their doctor about a weight loss plan. It's one of the most important conversations you can have."
Visit iResolveNow.com to read Sarah's story, what activities worked for her, and share your personal story for a chance to win prizes to help you work toward reaching your weight loss goals.
Cold and flu season hits hard when you're least expecting it, so don't take it lying down. Take the gloves off and fight back. Walmart makes it easy with everything your family needs for cold and flu season, like Delta cough medicine, Alka-Seltzer Cold Plus, and Mucinex. Don't get caught off guard when the coughing and sneezing starts in the middle of the night. Show cold and flu season who's boss. When it hits, hit back twice as hard. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Doug Steph and Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. So Jennifer and Ken will make fun of me while I do some of the updates in terms of consumer uses of technology, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and how you're protected. The Senate in Washington yesterday voted 74-21 to approve a Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act, which will give companies immunity from lawsuits when they share data with the government to prevent cyber attacks. Good idea or not? Yes, Jennifer, or no?
I don't know about immunity. Immunity is pretty big, but I'm going to go with yes-ish.
Mm-hmm. Really? How about deodorant? Is that better than immunity?
Oh, definitely.
All right. Kenny, what about you? You're close to this sort of thing.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I think if they're worried about legal action, it's gonna make everything even more of a mess.
Yeah. Apple's profits have soared.
Love for a car come from?
Yeah. Oh.
Hello.
All right. How's speaking of technology, how's that working for you, Karen? Apple. cute. Okay, anyway. Apple's profit up 31% as they sold 48 million iPhones this year. Wow. Last year, 39 million in the same quarter. Big growth in China for Apple products. You see, that's where you kind of get them. They're made there, but sold by an American company. I think that's kind of an interesting conundrum, isn't it, mm-hmm. when you get down to it? Twitter credits mobile advertising for 9 out of 10 ad dollars that are coming in. Smartphones advertise there, that sort of thing. So didn't Twitter recently change their sort of mode of operation in terms of how they make money? Or has it always been, I mean, it doesn't cost anything to sign up for Twitter, so it's all ad-based, right?
All ad-based, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And do you think that Twitter is really becoming more popular than Facebook with some?
I know last night when I was watching the debate, I was Twittering away.
You were.
Just because it's quick and fast, you know, where Facebook is a little more, you have to be more engaged.
Here's something for Tom Kreitler. Internet-connected kitchens projected to be a $10 billion market in the next 5 years. So what do you have in your kitchen that's connected to any kind of
I want the refrigerator that's connected, but I actually have a thing in my kitchen. I can't remember the name of it right now, but it's like a TV that I have hanging on the wall. You can watch TV off of it. It's a digital photo frame, or you can insert your recipes in it with the memory card,
yeah.
And or internet, by the way. You can search the internet and you can bring up recipes. So I can have like this TV/picture frame also putting up my recipes as I cook in the kitchen, which is kind of fun. Mm-hmm.
I was in a Barnes & Noble last Friday. They have a Nook, they're promoting as you walk through the front door, a glow light, new waterproof glow light plus an aluminum body around the Nook. You got a Nook.
I have a Nook.
Yeah, you got a Nook, all right. All right, our Nook is to, tell you it's 59 past the hour. That's our niche, excuse me.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.